This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of July 2024. Essence, sweet children, in order to become a Kalangida, one who was defamed and became worthy of worship, make your stage unshakable and immovable. The more accusations made against you, the more you become a Kalangida. Question. What is the Father's order? By following which main order do you children become seated on the heart throne? Answer. The Father's order is, sweet children, you mustn't have any conflict with anyone. Remain peaceful. If someone doesn't like something you say, just remain silent. Do not harass one another. You can become seated on Bapdada's heart throne when there are no evil spirits inside you, when you don't speak bitter words, and speaking sweetly becomes your way of life. Om Shanti. God speaks. May you be soul conscious. This definitely has to be said first. This is a caution for you children. The Father says, when I say child, child, I am looking at the soul. The body is an old shoe. That cannot become Satipatthana. You will receive Satipatthana bodies in the Golden Age. You souls are now becoming Satipatthana, but your bodies are the same old bodies. You souls now have to reform yourselves. You have to become pure. In the Golden Age, you will receive pure bodies. In order to purify your soul, remember the One Father. The Father also only looks at you souls. You souls will not become pure by His just looking at you. The more you remember the Father, the purer you will continue to become. That is your duty. You have to become Satipatthana by remembering the Father. The Father has come to show you the way. This body will remain old until the end. These are just physical organs which have a connection with the soul. When a soul becomes beautiful, he performs good actions. There, even birds and animals are very good. Here, birds fly away when they see human beings. Whereas there, such good birds will be flying around you in a disciplined manner. It isn't that they would come into your home, dirty it, and then fly away again. No, that is a very disciplined world. As you progress further, you will have visions of everything. Now there is a lot of margin. The praise of heaven is limitless. The Father's praise is limitless, and so even the praise of the Father's property is also limitless. You children should be so intoxicated. The Father says, I remember the souls who do service. They are automatically remembered. A mind and intellect are in each soul. You can understand whether you are doing first-class service or second-class service. You understand all of this, number-wise. Some build museums and go to the president or governor, etc. They must definitely be explaining to them very well. Each one has his own virtues. When someone has good virtues, it is said that one is so virtuous. Those who are serviceable will always speak very sweetly. They would never be able to speak bitter words. Those who speak bitterly have evil spirits in them. Body consciousness is number one. Then the other evil spirits follow that and enter. People have very bad behaviour. The father says, the poor things can't be blamed. You have to make the same effort that you made in the previous cycle. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. And then the string, that is the control, of the whole world will gradually come into your hands. This is the drama cycle, and it is telling you the time accurately. There is very little time left. When those people give independence to a country, they split the country in two. They then continue to fight amongst themselves. Otherwise, who would buy their ammunition, etc.? That is also their business. According to the drama, that is their cleverness. They have split everything up into pieces here too. One side says, we should receive this piece of land because it has not been distributed properly. There is more water flowing on that side. There is a lot more land on that side and very little water on this side. They fight amongst themselves in this way, and then there is civil war. There is a lot of fighting. When you become the father's children, you also have to take insults. Baba has explained to you that each of you is now becoming a Kalangada. You are also insulted in the same way that Baba is. You know that those poor, helpless people do not know that you are to become the masters of the world. The matter of 84 births is very easy. You are the ones who become worthy of worship, and you are the ones who are then worshipped. If someone's intellect is unable to imbibe anything, that would be said to be his part in the drama. What can one do? No matter how much you beat your head, he just cannot climb up. He is inspired to make effort, but it is not in his fortune. A kingdom is being established, and all are needed for that. You should think this way and remain silent. There shouldn't be any conflict with anyone. You have to explain with love. Do not do that. Your status will become even lower if you do. It is the soul that listens. Sometimes, when you tell someone a good thing, he becomes peaceless. In that case, you should leave him alone. If someone is like that, he will continue to harass others. And that will continue until the end. Maya becomes more and more severe day by day. Maya also becomes a Maharati and fights with the Maharatis. When storms of Maya come, develop the practice of remembering the Father, and you will remain completely unshakable and immovable. You understand that Maya will harass you, but you mustn't be afraid. Those who are to become Kalangidas will be insulted, but you mustn't become upset because of that. Journalists can print anything against you because it is a matter of purity. Innocent ones will be assaulted. There are the names of the devils, Akasur and Bakasur. There are even the names of the female devils such as Putana and Sapanaka. First of all, you children relate praise of the Father. The Unlimited Father says you are souls. No one apart from the Father can give you this knowledge. The knowledge of the Creator and the creation is the study through which you become the spinners of the discus of self-realization and the rulers of the globe. The ornaments also belong to you, but you Brahmins are effort makers. This is why the ornaments have been given to Vishnu. No one else can tell you all the things about what a soul is and what the Supreme Soul is. Where did souls come from? How does a soul leave a body? Sometimes they say he has departed through the eyes, sometimes through the forehead, and sometimes they say he left through the skull. No one can know this. You now know that the soul will shed his body while just sitting in remembrance of the Father. You should go to the Father in great happiness. You have to shed your old bodies in happiness, just like the example of the snake. Human beings don't even have the wisdom that animals have. Those sannyasis, etc., simply give those examples. The Father says, you have to become like buzzing moths who convert the insects. You too have to convert them from human insects. You mustn't just give examples, but do it in a practical way. You children now have to return home. You are receiving the inheritance from the Father, and so there should be that happiness inside you. Those people don't know about the inheritance. Everyone receives peace. Everyone goes to the land of peace. No one apart from the Father can grant salvation to everyone. You also have to explain. You belong to the path of isolation and you make effort to merge into the Brahm element. The Father creates the family path. This is a very deep thing. First of all, you have to teach others the lesson of Alpha and Beta. Tell them, you have two fathers, a limited one and an unlimited one. You take birth to a limited father through vice. So much sorrow is received. In the Golden Age, there is limitless happiness. There, birth is as smooth as butter. There is no question of sorrow. The very name is heaven. You receive the inheritance of the unlimited sovereignty from the unlimited Father. First, there is happiness, and then there is sorrow. It is wrong to say that there is sorrow first, and that then there is happiness. It is a new world that is established first. It is not an old world that is established. Would anyone build an old building? Ravan cannot exist in the new world. The Father also explains, you have to have all of these methods in your intellect. The unlimited Father gives you unlimited happiness. How does he give that? Come and we will explain to you. You need to have ways of explaining this. Also, let them see all the types of sorrow in the land of sorrow. There is so much sorrow. It is limitless. The very name is the land of sorrow. No one can call this a land of happiness. Sri Krishna stays in the land of happiness. Even Sri Krishna's temple is called the land of happiness. He was the master of the land of happiness, and he is worshipped in the temples even now. If this Baba were to go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple now, he would say, "Oh, I am going to become that." He would not worship them now. He is becoming number one, so he would not worship those who were second or third. I am becoming part of the Sun dynasty. People don't know this. They call everyone God. There is so much darkness. You explain so well. It takes time. It will take as much time as it did in the previous cycle. Nothing can be hurried. Your present birth is like a diamond. Even the birth of the deities cannot be said to be like a diamond. They are not in God's family. This is your godly family, and that is your divine family. These are such new things. In the Gita, it is like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. People have made such a mistake by putting Sri Krishna's name. Tell them, you call the deities deities, so why do you call Sri Krishna God? Who is Vishnu? You understand this. People continue to perform worship just like that, without knowledge. The deities are the most ancient, and they were previously in heaven. Everyone has to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. At this time, all are Tamo Pratan. Many points are explained to you children. You can explain very well using the badge. You have to remember the father and the teacher who is teaching you. However, there is such a tug of war with Maya. Many very good points continue to emerge. If you don't listen to anything, how would you be able to relate these points? Generally, when the Maharatis are on tour, they miss the Murlis. They don't read them at all. They are full. The father says, "I tell you such deep things. You have to listen to them and imbibe them. If you don't imbibe anything, you remain weak." Many children churn the ocean of knowledge and relate very good points. Baba sees that they extract points according to their stage. The serviceable children are able to extract some points which this one has never related. They remain engaged in doing service. Many good points are also printed in the magazine. So you children are becoming the masters of the world. The Father makes you so elevated. It says in the song, "You will have the string, control, of the whole world in your hands. No one can snatch it away from you." Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world. It would definitely have been the father who taught them. You can explain how they attained that royal status. The temple priests do not know this. You should have a lot of happiness. You can also explain that God is not omnipresent. Tell them, at this time, the five evil spirits are omnipresent. These vices are in each and every one. There are the five evil spirits of Maya. Maya is omnipresent. You say that God is omnipresent. That is a mistake. How can God be omnipresent? He gives you the unlimited inheritance. He changes thorns into flowers. you children have to practice explaining to others. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharma 1. When someone spreads peacelessness or troubles you, you have to remain silent. If some do not reform themselves, even after being cautioned about something, you can only say that that is their fortune because a kingdom is being established. 2. Churn the ocean of knowledge and serve by extracting new points. Never miss the deep things that the Father relates to you every day. Blessing. May you easily adopt purity as your original and eternal special virtue and become a worthy of worship soul. The special basis for becoming worthy of worship is purity. The more you adopt all types of purity, the more you will accordingly become worthy of worship in every way. Those who originally and eternally adopt purity as a special virtue with discipline are also the ones who will be worshipped with discipline. Those who are in contact with souls who are Gyani and Agyani, that is, without knowledge, who fulfill their relationships and connections properly while keeping their pure attitude, vision and vibrations, and whose purity is not broken even in their dreams, are the ones who will be worshipped with discipline. Slogan. While living in the gross world, serve as an aviat angel, and the task of world benefit will be accomplished at fast speed. Om Shanti.